Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Landreth moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landreth scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greengrass. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Reds. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greengrass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Mixas moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Bob Kelly now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Mixis moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fondi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, McCullough hits a ball on the ground into left field. Greengrass picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Greengrass. McCullough moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greengrass hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreth hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing second base. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Kiner takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Hank Sauer. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffcoat moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Joe Garagiola pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Garagiola reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat scores. Fondi moves to third. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Fondi steals home. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7. And Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.